Now let's look at the fourth vial.
Revelation 16:8-9.
And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which had power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory.
بعد چهارمین فرشته پیاله خود را بر خورشید ریخت و به آن داده شد که مردم را به آتش بسوزاند و مردم به حرارت شدید سوخته شدند و به اسم آن خدا که بر این بلایا قدرت دارد کفر گفتند و توبه نکردند تا او را تمجید نمایند.
Notice first that the people who are living on this earth who will go through this, do they know who's doing this? Do they know what's happening to them? Absolutely. Because they are blaspheming the name of God. They know God is judging them. Are they turning to God? God, I'm sorry, I've done wrong, please forgive. Now they're angry with God. And instead of throwing them on his mercy, it says they repented not, they don't turn to him. And you will see this more often coming up.
Yeah?
People have hardened hearts, are angry with God.
Now,
on what area is this poured out? This is fourth vial judgment.
And it says,
on the sun. And as a result, people get scorched with great heat. Now, go back to the fourth trumpet judgment in chapter 8 and read verses 12 for now. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise.
و فرشته چهارم شیپور را بنواخت و به یک سوم آفتاب و یک سوم ماه و یک سوم ستارگان صدمه رسید تا یک سوم آنها تاریک گردید و یک سوم روز و یک سوم شب همچنین بی‌نور شد و فرشته ای را دیدم و شنیدم که در وسط آسمان می‌پرد و به صدای بلند می‌گوید وای 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 بر ساکنان زمین به سبب صداهای دیگر شیپور
You also said verse 13?
Yes.
Okay, this matter. So, which area is affected here?
Again,
the same area. The sun is smitten. Yeah? And if you put them together, we have a better idea of what was going on and what was the effect of this plague. Again, what it specifically is and how... As again, it's an opinion. The Bible doesn't specifically give us more information than this.
هر چی بگیم برداشت یه نفره که تا مقدس اطلاعات بیشتر از این بهمون نداده ولی سومین قضاوت روی خورشید تاثیر خواهد گذاشت.
Yeah. So now we're going to get the last three trumpets of vial judgment.
و سه تا قضاوت شیپور و پیاله.
Of the last three trumpet judgment, they're also called the woes. Yeah, which means this is severe.
This is
yeah. Oh, these were severe, but now comes three very severe plagues. Now let's go first look at the fifth vial. Read verses 10 and 11 from Revelation 16. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast. And his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds.
و پنجمین فرشته پیاله خود را بر تخت وحش ریخت و مملکت او تاریک گشت و آنها زبانهای خود را از درد می‌گزیدند و به خدای آسمان به سبب دردها و زخمهای خود کفر می‌گفتند و از اعمال خود توبه نکردند.
Yeah. Again, you see here that they're blaspheming God. Yeah. Why are they blaspheming God? Because they're angry with him. And notice also that they're still dealing with the source from the first vial. Yeah, these plagues are cumulative. They're on top of each other. Now, here it says that this plague is poured out on the seed of the beast and his kingdom.
میگه این پیاله بر تخت وحش و ملکوت او ریخته میشه.
And there was darkness.
تاریکی وجود داشته.
And people are in pain.
مردم در غمگین بودن و درد
داشتن. If you only read this, it's not very clear what this is actually pointing to.
اگه بخونیم خیلی روشن نیست که چه چیزی رو
Why did they have pain? What's going on?
چه اتفاقی افتاده بود براشون?
Was it from the past source? What is it?
از اتفاق افتاده بوده.
If you look at the fifth Trumpet judgment, you get a better understanding.
اگه به قضاوت پنجم شیپور نگاه کنیم برامون روشن‌تر رو با سرش
می‌کنه. Yeah, go to Revelation 9.
نه رو باز کنید.
And read verses 1-12.
یک تا 12 رو بخونید.
And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven into the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they would not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, and it were breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue had his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter.
و چون فرشته پنجم شیپور را نواخت، ستاره‌ای را دیدم که بر زمین افتاده بود و کلید چای حاویه به دو داده شد و چای حاویه را گشاد و دودی چون دود تنوری عظیم از چاه بالا آمد و خورشید و هوا از دود چاه تاریک گشت و از میان دود ملخ‌ها به زمین برآمدند و به آنها قدرتی چون قدرت عقرب‌های زمین داده شد و به دیشان گفته شد که ضرر نرسانند نه به گیاه زمین و نه به هیچ سبزی و نه به درختی، بلکه به آن مردمانی که مهر خدا را بر پیشانی خود ندارند. و به آنها داده شد که ایشان را نکشند، بلکه تا مدت 5 ماه عذاب دهند، و عذاب آنها چون عذابی از عقرب بود وقتی که کسی را نیش زند. و در آن ایام مردم آرزوی مرگ خواهند کرد و آن را نخواهند یافت و تمنای مرگ خواهند داشت، اما مرگ از ایشان خواهد گرید. و ظاهر ملخ‌ها چون اسب‌های آراسته شده برای جنگ بود و بر سر ایشان مثل تاج‌های شبیه طلا و چهره‌های ایشان شبیه صورت انسان بود و موی داشتند چون موی زنان و دندان‌هایشان مانند دندان‌های شیران بود و جوشن‌ها داشتند چون جوشن‌های آهنین و صدای بال‌های ایشان مثل صدای عقربه‌های اسب‌های بسیار که به جنگ می‌تازند و دم‌های چون عقرب‌ها داشتند و در دم آنها نیش بود و قدرت آنها که تا مدت 5 ماه مردم را اذیت نمایند و بر خود پادشاهی داشتند که فرشته حاوی است که نامش در عبرانی ابدون و در یونانی او را آپولیون خوانند و یک بار گذشته است اینک
So it doesn't specifically state on which area this fifth trumpet is poured out. Like the vial which sets it on the beast and his kingdom. But it does describe it. What is specifically affected here? Specifically, it's people. All people?
همه مردم.
No, only people who do not have the seal of God in their foreheads.
نه فقط کسایی که نمود مارک شیطان.
The people who are part of the seed of the beast and his kingdom.
دقیقاً کسایی که یه جورایی رابطه داشتن.
And notice that we now also understand where the pain comes from.
و می‌فهمیم که دردشون از کجا بوده.
Yeah, it says the bottomless pit and why it is dark, yeah? And the bottomless pit is open, there's smoke coming out of it.
دود میاد از تنوری عظیم از چاه.
Yeah, that is bottomless pit is also not a name for hell, which is in the center of the earth. And you have these locusts from hell coming out of it that have the sole purpose to torment men for 5 months. To the point that people want to die. But it says people can't. Yeah? And again, if you want more information on that, listen to the sermon on this chapter. Yeah, but you see again, trumpet judgment and vial judgment are related. Read the next vial judgment, the sixth vial judgment. Revelation 16:12-16. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates. And the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and to the whole world to guard them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his name, and he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon.
و ششمین فرشته پیاله خود را بر نهر عظیم فرات ریخت و آبش خشکید تا راه پادشاهانی که از مشرق آفتاب می آیند آماده شود و دیدم که از دهان اژدها و از دهان وحش و از دهان پیامبر دروغین سه روح خبیث چون گلباقه ها بیرون می آیند زیرا که آنها ارواح دیف ها هستند که معجزات ظاهر می سازند و بر پادشاهان زمین و تمام دنیا خروج می کنند تا ایشان را برای جنگ آن روز عظیم خدای قادر مطلق فراهم آورند. اینک چون دوست می آیم. خوشا به حال کسی که بیدار شده لباس خود را نگاه دارد. مبادا عریان راه رود و رسوایی او را ببینند. و ایشان را به مکانی که آن را در عبرانی آرمگدون می خوانند فراهم آورند.
Yeah, so where is the sixth vial being poured out on?
But
it says the great river Euphrates. Yeah, and as a result, we see that this river dries up. What else did we see? We see that people are deceived to gather for a battle.
Yeah,
armies are brought for a battle that is, which the actual name is the battle of the great day of God Almighty.
Now,
where are they gathering? It's a place that is called Armageddon. Yeah, that's where people say, oh, it's a battle of Armageddon. But that's not where the actual battle takes place. They just gather there. Yeah, the battle will take place later, not yet.
There
will be in the seventh vial and the seventh trumpet. And the actual battle is fought outside of Jerusalem in the valley of Jehoshaphat.
Now
you might wonder if you look at this judgment. Now you might look at this one. You might wonder and look at this judgment.
And says,
how hard of a judgment is this? Like a river that's dried up somewhere on the earth?
And that's
it? That seems insignificant. And we just saw that the sixth trumpet is called a woe. Very severe judgment.
So
how is this a severe thing?
Okay,
go to Revelation chapter 9 and let's read about the sixth trumpet judgment. Because that will actually shed light on this. Yeah? Revelation 9, verses 13 till 21. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000, and I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth, and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone, which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails, for their tails were likened to serpents and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts.
بعد فرشته ششم بنواخت که ناگاه آوازی از میان چهار شاخ مذبح طلایی در حضور خداست شنیدم که به آن فرشته ششم که شیطان داشت میگوید آن چهار فرشته را که بر نهر عظیم فرات بستند رها ساز. پس آن چهار فرشته که برای ساعت و روز و ماه و سال معین آماده شدند تا این که یک سوم مردم را بکشند رهایی یافتند و تعداد سوار نظام 200,000 بود که عدد ایشان را شنیدم و به این طور اسبان و سواران ایشان را در رویا دیدم که جوشنهای آتشین و آبی یاقوتی و زرد گوگردی دارند و سرهای اسبان چون سر شیران است و از دهانشان آتش و دود و گوگرد بیرون می آید. از این سه بلا یعنی آتش و دود و گوگرد که از دهانشان برمی آید یک سوم مردم هلاک شدند، زیرا که قدرت آنها در دهان و دم ایشان است، زیرا که دمهای آنها چون مارهاست که سرهایی دارند و با آنها ضرر می رسانند. و سایر مردم که به این بلایا کشته نگشتند از اعمال دستهای خود توبه نکردند تا آنکه عبادت دیوها و بت‌های طلا و نقره و برنج و سنگ و چوب را که توانایی دیدن و شنیدن و راه رفتن ندارند ترک کنند و از قطع‌ها و جادوگری‌ها و زنا و دزدی‌های خود توبه نکردند.
And notice again, are they turning away from the wicked ways? From their devil worship, the worship of idols, murder, sorceries, fornication,
thefts.
No. They don't turn away even after this.
Now,
what area is affected here? The great river Euphrates. Again, the same thing we saw in the sixth vial. And we get some more details
on what is going on.
There are four angels being loosed. Now, how do they get loosed? Now, what about the river Euphrates is dried up? And that is where they were bound.
اونجا زندانی بودن زیر رودخونه.
Now, why are these angels there to begin with?
این فرشته اون زیر چی کار میکردن؟
What are these doing there?
اصلا چرا زیر رودخونه بودن؟
Why are they stuck there?
چرا اونجا گیر کرده بودن؟
Let me give you a good idea of that. Yeah, because this is what I believe this points to. Go to Genesis 2.
پیدایش فصل 2 رو باز کنید.
Genesis 2 verse 10.
آیه 10.
And the river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads.
رودخانه از عدن بیرون می آمد تا باغ را آبیاری کند و از آنجا به چهار شاخه منشعب می شود.
Now skip to verse 14.
آیه 14 رو بخونید.
And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that is it which go towards the east of Assyria, and the fourth river is Euphrates.
رودخانه سوم دجله نام دارد که در شرق آشور جاری است و رودخانه چهارم فرات است.
This river Euphrates existed from creation.
از خلقت خداوند وجود داشت در باغ عدن.
And it was in the area of the Garden of Eden.
درست وسط باغ عدن بوده.
Now skip to Genesis 3.
بریم پیدایش فصل 3.
And look what happens after Adam and Eve have sinned against God.
بعد از اینکه آدم و حوا گناه میکنن چه اتفاقی میفته؟
And read verses 22-24. And the Lord God said, Behold, a man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life.
و و یهوه خدا فرمود اکنون آدم همچون یکی از ما شده که نیک و بد را میشناسد. مبادا دست خود را دراز کند و درخت حیات نیز گرفته بخورد و تا ابد زنده بماند. پس یهوه خدا آدم را از باغ عدن بیرون راند تا بر زمینی که از آن گرفته شده بود زراعت کند. پس آدم را بیرون راند و در جانب شرقی باغ عدن کروبیان را قرار داد و شمشیری آتشبار که به هر سو میکشد و تا راه درخت حیات را نگهبانی کند.
So cherubims,
کروبیان,
angelic beings, plural,
کروبیان در حقیقت
put in place to make sure that nobody after Adam and Eve have sinned can actually eat from the tree of life.
از اون درخت زندگی و حیات بخورن.
Now, I believe God did this for their protection to not live forever in the sinful state.
انسان‌ها این کارو کرد که تا ابد در گناه زنده نمونن.
Notice that it says that they have a flaming sword which turned every way.
میگه شمشیر آتشبار داشتن که به هر سو می‌گشت.
Now, what ways?
کدوم سو?
Which are we talking about?
کدوم سو?
Now, what is in general ways we talk about when we talk about direction?
وقتی در مورد سو صحبت می‌کنیم در کدوم سو صحبت می‌کنیم?
It's north, east, south and west.
شمال، جنوب، شرق، غرب.
That's the way we talk about directions.
وقتی ما در مورد راه مسیر صحبت می‌کنیم میگیم شمال برو جنوب برو
شرق برو. So I believe he had four angels.
چهار تا فرشته داشتن.
Yeah, protecting the tree from each direction.
از اون طرف حفاظت می‌کرده از هر چهار طرف.
Surrounding the tree.
به هر سو شمال جمال جنوب شرق غرب.
Yeah. The Bible doesn't speak about these angels ever going away from there.
هیچ وقت کتاب مقدس نگفته این کروبیان از اون نقطه بیرون رفتن.
I believe these are the four angels that are under the river Euphrates.
زیر رودخانه فرات قرار گرفتن.
You say, oh, but it started out next to the tree, not in the river.
نزدیک درخت بوده نه رودخانه.
Now, if you know, rivers don't always stay in the same place. They slowly move.
رودخانه رو بدونی رودخانه یه جا وای نمیسته.
And also don't forget that there was a flood that also changed the layout of the earth.
Yeah,
so now this river has dried up. These angels are loosed. And now we see that severe judgment. Yeah, because these four angels lead an army of 200 million horsemen. Yeah, and they kill 1/3 of all people who are living at the time on the earth. Yeah, and during this time you can see how people start teaming up, preparing for this battle that will going to happen. Yeah, but again, six files, six judgments are directly related. You can't ignore that. Yeah, and it's also a build up for the next, the last battle, the last file and the last judgment. Now let's look at the last one, the seventh file and the seventh trumpet judgment. Revelation 16, 17 till 21.
And,
17 till 21. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth. So mighty an earthquake and so great, and the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God, to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great.
و آوازی بلند از میان معبد آسمان از تخت به در آمده گفت که تمام شد و برف‌ها و صداها و رعدها حادث گردید و زلزله عظیم شد همچنان که از زمان آفرینش انسان بر زمین زلزله به این شدت و عظمت نشده بود و شهر بزرگ به سه قسمت تقسیم گشت و شهرهای امت‌ها خراب شد و بابل بزرگ در حضور خدا بیاد آمد تا جام شراب غضب‌آلود خشم خود را به دو دهد و هر جزیره گریخت و کوها یافت نشدند و تگرگ بزرگ که گویا به وزن یک منبوت از آسمان بر مردم بارید و مردم به سبب بلای تگرگ خدا را کفر گفتند زیرا که بلایش بی نهایت سخت بود
Yep. So the next chapters in the book of Revelation, you'll have more details on Babylon. It will specifically talk in 17, 18 about Babylon. And in verse 19, you will have more information on that last battle. But we don't have time to go into those things today. So. Yeah, remember, I want to see you the order of events.
Yeah.
So what do we see in the last vial judgment?
Yeah.
At the temple of heaven is mentioned. Yeah, thunderings, lightnings, great earthquake.
Yeah,
that levels the cities of the nations. It talks about great hail coming from heaven. How great? Now, it says that a weight of a talent.
Talent.
Now, talent is what do you say?
I don't know what talent is.
No, they're not 100 kilos, but they're heavy. If you look up in history, it'll vary somewhere between. The widest range I found was 20 to 80 kilograms. Yeah, but if you say like 35 kilograms, I think you're fairly good in the direction of what this hail weighs. So if you stand open with your mouth to catch one,
it'll
be the last thing you do. And go sitting in your car. Go sitting in your car also won't work.
It'll
go right through. And I think solar panels are not rated for this.
It probably go through
most roofs of houses. So.
Yeah,
especially considering the fact with the speed they come down.
Yeah,
so this is severe. This is a great judgment. A lot of people will die in this.
Now,
let's compare this with seventh trumpet judgment and the third woe. Yeah, this is the last. And the seventh angel, it's in Revelation 11, 15-18. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. And he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and wast and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and their wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants and prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings, and voices, and thunderings, and a great and an earthquake and great hail.
و هفتمین فرشته بنواخت که ناگاه صداهای بلند در آسمان واقع شد که میگفتند سلطنت‌های جهان از آن خداوند ما و مسیح او شدند و تا ابد حکمرانی خواهند کرد و آن 24 پیر که در حضور خدا بر تخت‌های خود نشستند به روی درافتاده خدا را پرستش کردند و گفتند تو را شکر می‌کنیم ای خداوند خدای قادر مطلق که هستی و بودی و خواهی آمد زیرا که قدرت عظیم خود را به دست گرفته به سلطنت پرداختی و امت‌ها خشمناک شدند و خشم تو ظاهر گردید و وقت مردگان رسید تا بر ایشان داوری شود و تا بندگان خود یعنی انبیا و مقدسان و ترسندگان نام خود را چه کوچک و چه بزرگ پاداش دهید و نابود کنندگان زمین را نابود گردانید و معبد خدا در آسمان گشوده شد و تابوت عهدنامه او در معبد او ظاهر شد و برقها و صداها و رعدها و زلزله و تگرگ عظیمی واقع شد.
Again, you see the similarities here. Yeah, the vial is poured upon the air. It talks about great voices were heard in heaven. You see the temple being mentioned in both. You have this list of things that are happening.
Yeah,
the same list, lightnings and voices and thunderings, an earthquake.
زلزله تگرگ رعد و برق همه اینا با هم اتفاق
and great hail.
و بازم
exactly what we saw in the seventh vial. And this is the end. This is where there's the last battle where the millennium reign of Jesus Christ starts. And we as Christians will be part of this reign.
Now,
I hope you can see now how these trumpet judgment and vial judgment relate to each other. And that's what we would expect if the story is told twice.
And
the same as with the period of the tribulation, the great tribulation. We saw them in both sides in the right order. We also have the trumpet judgment and the vial judgment again in the same order, following that up. And that was my goal, to point out how this period at the end will look like and where we get this from the Bible. So if we are the generation that will go through these things, we will have a good understanding where we're at. Of course, not in regards to the period of God's wrath, but the first part, that will be a period that we could be living through. Now, what is left to talk about Bible prophecy? And of course, I skipped all kinds of little things because I don't have time for everything. I want you to see the broader picture. We've left things about the millennium reign of Christ. We have the battle of Gog and Magog. The white throne judgment. The new earth. But these are all events that are far in the future. Of course, the millennium reign of Christ could be close, but the rest is like 1,000+ years away from us.
Now,
I'm not sure if I do another sermon on Bible prophecy next week, but if you have questions on specific things in regards to Bible prophecy, let me know before Sunday. Send them to Sahar. And I might do a sermon addressing certain specific things in regards to the Bible prophecy. And I hope after you have listened to these sermons, that when you read the Book of Revelation, when you read Bible prophecy in the Gospels, in the Old Testament, that you feel much more confident and have an understanding of where things are at. And of course, this is the meat of the word. I know these are not easy sermons to follow. It requires some pre-information. But if you want to put in the energy to study this, you can understand these things. The Book of Revelation is to reveal, not to hide. And we have the Holy Spirit in us, which helps us to we listen to all truth. And this is not some French idea that I'm sharing with you. This is what the Bible says. And millions of people on this earth preach know the same thing, understand the same thing about the end times. Again, if you want to know more on the details, listen to the sermons on the Book of Revelation. Even more so, read it yourself. Check if, see if these things are true. That's your job. I've given you the scriptures. I've laid things out. You go check it out now and see if these things are true.
Amen.
Amen.